You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
The final countdown is here! Welcome in, everybody. Good Morning Football, live in New York City for one more hour on Friday, March 29th. Colleen Wolf here with Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty. We met all of the McCourtys yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was incredible. Kyle also mentioned that he was wearing a sports bra yesterday for sweating protection, which I had a lot of follow-up questions on that and never really got a chance
to. It's very simple. But you can look back first year of the show. I'd be sitting here in my button-up shirt just an ocean of perspiration, absolutely disgusting. Twitter people just killing me. So I found a product, Thompson Tees, and they've been sending them since, you know, Steve Smith Sr. told me about these things.
No way.
He's like, you gotta wear Thompson Tees. And it's like basically a sports bra. It's like cut here and under here, but it keeps me looking halfway decent.
There's
for you guys.
There's also some guys that wear maxi pads in
I know
their,
all about that.
Blazers.
I tried that
so
too.
So that's just like a little
feminine
trick
hygiene
really? That's out there.
But listen, I mentioned Steve Smith Sr. It's a really important thing today. Our last show that originates from New York City. Jason had some memories earlier today. I'm going to share some thoughts shortly this hour about all the people here. But a really important part of the show that we put on for years is the people who come into this table when one of the original four is out, as Colleen is doing today. So I want to just make sure we acknowledge all those people, especially people like Sean O'Hara, who've been coming in here for years, who've done countless shows. Sarah Walsh, MJD, Mike Robinson did a ton of shows, was always great. Steve Smith Sr., Cameron Wolf, Mike Garofalo, obviously. Rachel Benetta did a lot of shows. Adam Rank, incredible contributor. Jane Slater has been here many times. The name goes on and on. Tom Pelissero, Gerald McCoy. There's a lot of times when someone's not here, or two people aren't here, or three people aren't here, and we can't have a show and those people come into New York in our crazy hours and our crazy show, and you're really part of the family. So all of you, especially you, Sean. Blue, you're my boy! There you go, Sean. I love you, bud. Thank you for all you guys.
Oh, that was so nice. It was sort of like the an award when you win at the Oscars or the Grammys, but once you start down that road of the name.
I know.
Somebody's gonna get left out. It is what it is.
You're gonna get some texts, but
I do have one last beef too. And Jason, like, if this is our last show from New York, there's something about the show. This is all, it's supposed to be all positive. Something about the show that I hate, that you know I hate, that everybody in the staff knows I hate. Colleen, go ahead and read what's in the prompter. We're gonna address something. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Time for the lead block.
Lead block. All right, here it comes. And just freeze it right there.
I know what it is.
I hate that blue football helmet so much. It sits there every hour of every show, and we start our conversation with all this energy and trying to have all this insight, and we start it with a stock image of a random blue football helmet. Don't squint. It's not a New York Giants helmet. It's just blue. We are the NFL. We can show anything we want. We don't have to show a generic helmet. It's like when Patrick Mahomes is in the commercial for the pizza and he's not wearing a Chiefs jersey. It's just red or whatever. That's what we have started every hour of every show with. I'm talking about for years. Can we please not show the stupid, dumb, stock blue football? football helmet. That thing is impenetrable. It would outsurvive cockroaches. It would outsurvive nuclear fallout. It'll be on the show for years and years to come. Show's moving to California. I would bet my life the blue football helmet is there for it. I hope it's not. I hate you, blue football helmet. I love so many things about the show. Jason, you know how much I hate that thing. I hate, what are we doing?
The only thing you might hate more is everybody coming together for someone's birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
As adults, happy 43rd birthday.
That's the big one, 43. 50,
just 43. That might be the only thing.
I never want to see that blue football helmet again.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're better than that. I guess we're not, but like I feel like we have been for years.
Welcome to Good Morning Football Festivus. It is a tradition that now we will start and continue on. I love it.
Does anyone ever see the helmet and be like, we should dress it up a little bit? This is a successful show. Oh, there's a city shot of New York. That looks way better.
That helmet. I figured that was like a staple in the show.
It's also like the face mask is so archaic. No one wears that anymore. It's not. There's no drip. There's no riz. There's nothing. And we just show it 9 times
Kyle
a show,
loves
seemingly.
The graphics here on Good Morning Football. It is my biggest takeaway. The Scenic, it's gorgeous. It's the final hour.
Why did we go to the Scenic? Are we done? Are we
going to
it all?
Show the credits. Let's take a trip back to the first ever episode of GMFB and the first guest who joined the show back on August 1st of 2016, then Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston. Kyle made sure to ask the important questions on this one.
Jameis, we aren't going to let you leave without talking about Tootsie Wilson and why your labradoodle has an Instagram account. How is Tootsie
Winston?
And should
Tootsie
we follow
Winston.
Tootsie Winston? Of course. Wilson? I'm sorry. I don't know who Tootsie Winston. Excuse me. Of course. I'm following the wrong account. Tell us about Tootsie Winston, Jameis.
She's my gorgeous labradoodle. She's kind of like my baby girl, and I love her. She's so exciting and fun to play with. I hate it because everyone, Mike Evans always say, "What my niece doing?" Uncle Mike is always a big supporter of her, but she's amazing. One thing about dogs, you can come in from a long day and it could be a bad day, but they're so loyal and they always gonna put a smile on your face. So I love my dog.
Jameis.
Jameis was a big deal at the time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I've told this story recently. Peter booked that guest personally because that was the first show. We need to really show something. And Peter personally booked Jameis, which I wish we could have done more of over the years, especially recently. But you know what I love about that? I messed it up. Tootsie Wilson, I called it.
Idiot. Way to go.
What a moron. He's like, obviously it's Winston. It's Jameis. It's not Jameis Wilson, moron. It's great memory.
All
though.
The time. You know what?
Yeah.
You're saying a lot of words. Not all of them are going to be correct.
I know.
That's what happens. So we'll bring it back to 2024. And in honor of Jameis and his dog, Tootsie, let's talk about which player or coach needs to play with that dog in him this season, Jason.
So we played that whole clip of Jameis Winston talking about his dog from the first ever episode just to ask who got that dog in him.
Like,
That was why I watched you jack it up and ask the question.
You want to shout out to like the Chris Schwarz, like the A-block master?
No doubt about it.
He had a Chris light bulb Schwarz. Over his head for that one. And Ziplo was probably involved too.
And Schwarz's job is hard because he comes up with these A-blocks for us to talk about the next day on the show, and all we do on our little doc, Kyle and Peter just like, what the hell? We're hoping on the show we're talking
next,
dog in
like
them?
This.
I can't stand dog in them conversations. Why don't we just do X Factor? How about we do... Sorry, I digress. I'm supposed to come up with somebody to go with. Yeah, it's not your fault.
Sorry, Grillo just said it's the best I could do.
I'll produce
it. It was also Mark Grillo's way of saying, oh, I did the A block and taking credit. He wanted to make sure on the last we give any credit to Chris Schwartz. Mark, Chris did.
Yeah.
So why did you say best they could do? We're having a whole play here.
Yeah, we ahead, sound Jason. Crazy. We're talking to
you. You said I could do, not we could do.
We love the producers of this show.
This is the last episode. It's like the hell with it in New York City. We're just going to have a blast. I'm going with Mike McCarthy. He needs to have that dog.
Like we give a crap what you're saying about Mike McCarthy right now, Jason.
This is the thing. Just talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and you're going to get people to tune in. He needs that dog because they got their... I started to go.
They got
go
with it.
Whoop! Oh. In the playoffs. The Green Bay Packers absolutely put a spanking on them at home when everybody has Super Bowl aspirations for these Dallas Cowboys. When I say everybody, I mean me, because I started our show in September with a Micah Parsons jersey on, and I said the Dallas Cowboys were going to defeat the Baltimore Ravens in Super Bowl 57. That did not happen. They're still giving up touchdowns. They were down 27-0 in the first half of this game. Now he has as a quarterback going into the last year of his deal. They signed a running back in the offseason, a long snapper, a linebacker, and a cornerback. That was their offseason acquisitions. And you guys, if I asked you, couldn't name any of those people in the positions that I just said. So for the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, he's going to have a ton of dog in him to get going. Empty the bag, New York City. Dev, follow it up.
I'm all for that, man. Mike McCarthy, come out, get a dog. Bring your dog. You might have a dog at home. Bring your dog. Walk through the tunnel. Fans will go nuts. Mm-hmm. But who needs that dog in him? And I'm going to be fast. I feel like a bench player today. Come off. If I shoot my first shot, if I make it, y'all might let me stay in. If
you make
not,
it.
Hey,
that's a great analogy.
I'm gonna get in and get out.
But Deb, you've been hitting shots. Come on.
But you're deep on the bench because Kyle went through the list of the hosts over the years I've been here. Like Colleen made it, you didn't. So you're the 15th person right now.
I only have like 8 episodes in me.
Yeah, Deb, you don't hit.
I don't make the cast list.
That's right. We love you though.
Yeah,
give us some gold.
I'm going Tua Tagovailoa. All right. Tua has to, because a year ago it was like, can he stay healthy? And when like you think about that person that got that dog in them, they're always healthy. They always show up. They pull up to the game ready to go. So yes, they got to go win a playoff game after freezing in Kansas City last year and taking that L. But also for Tua, it's not just about the Miami Dolphins and them winning. You got to get paid, young man. Get paid. Contract year. All these other quarterbacks, they got the new big deals, the Jalen Hurts of the world, the Joe Burrows, all of that. All you've been doing is slinging a rock down to Miami. Yards everywhere. Tyreek Hill's killing. Jalen Waddle's killing. You need to go get paid to it this year. Go put on a performance. 17 games, healthy. Get to the conference championship at least and get that dog in you, too. Well, let's go.
That's absolutely great. And I think it's perfect answer that way. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. Big surprise here. These questions are not sprung on us. I'll just let you know. We know the questions ahead of time sometimes.
And you're well prepared.
Sometimes. I don't know, but I'm just ad-libbing this.
Yeah, I know.
I had nothing for this. So this Google Doc comes out in the night before. This is a morning show. The questions are there, and then it'll say, like, Jason, Devin, Colleen, Kyle. Let me put whatever thoughts are. So I see this question, all right? And I'm looking at the question, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm gonna go with Tua. And I look at Tua, and I, Devin,
see,
Tua.
Put Tua.
He's, the guest does get Tua. And then I go, you know what would be good? I go, Mike McCarthy.
No!
I go, the worst feeling ever is you're sitting there, you know, trying to make dinner with your kids or whatever. Like, I don't have time to answer all these questions. And so you finally rack your brain. You're like, oh, yeah, I got the answer. And then you look, and you're like, this guy already got that answer. And then sometimes you get the email back from the producer. You're like, sorry, that one was already taken.
No. Jason always preempts me on these because I don't put mine in until, like, early in the morning. Like, I'll wake up. I'm not someone who can
listen, if you don't, I got on the show.
What happened?
People was answering questions fast, and I was like, dang, I got to get my thoughts on here.
Peter's good at that. So who'd you come up with?
It's a draft.
Well, what's funny is that I was, you know, I'm in kind of bleep it mode right now. I was, you know, I'll do Tua anyway. But then Peter's voice in my head, Peter hates it when both people have the same answers. Bad television. Right. Why would the producers let that happen? Tell them not to answer. And it's like, kind of right. Yeah. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I took extra time out of my home life, and I did the work. And I came up with Kyle Shanahan.
Thinking about him, too.
Right? Imagine.
I swear.
What's he thinking about these days? I know he's brilliant and he's great and he's competitive. It's got to be tough. I mean, it's got to be tough to get back off the mat. I mean, he's lost 2 Super Bowls to the same team. The other year before that, it looked like they were going to one and the quarterback got hurt. It's been really hard. And it's been 2 Super Bowls that, you know, let's be honest, like probably could have won, probably should have won. I was looking up Marv Levy back in the day. Imagine a head coach, he loses 4 straight Super Bowls. And Marv Levy is an American treasure. He has a military background. He's just an incredible guy. And he was saying things like, in a way, that's the best thing that ever happened. I'm like, are you serious, coach? What the hell? But he had spun it into like, it was the journey and it's who I am today. So I hope Kyle Shanahan isn't here sitting here 10 years from now being like, losing that 3rd Super Bowl in 24, the best thing that ever happened to me. It must be tough psychologically for him to get off the mat, and I hope he can do it, because if he were to win that thing and get that trophy and that confetti and that Niners fans, like, that'd be pretty sweet. I'm rooting for you, Kyle, but man, you better have that dog. You better have a pack of dogs, man. It's been tough.
The confetti test, like, I can picture it. It's been so close so many times. It's so funny because I was like, do I do Kyle Shanahan? And I was going going back and forth because I picked Dak Prescott, but in the document I was like, no, Jason's going with
two Cowboys. Peter doesn't like that either.
Close. No. But I'm sorry, Peter, because it really is Dak Prescott. He's in.
Oh, you did it.
I'm doing it. I'm,
ran through the stop sign,
like,
Colleen.
I'm out of time. Right, like, I'm trying to get dressed. I got a lot of stuff going on. Like,
you couldn't have picked Justin Herbert. Dak was the one. You hate Dak.
So, listen, this just shows that I'm fair and balanced because I am talking about the fact that Dak Prescott needs to deliver. He is the quarterback on the most visible and valuable team in the entire NFL. Ian Rappaport reported earlier this week that there will be no tweaks made to his contract going into this season. So when people were watching the playoffs last year, which we talked about that game, Jason talked about that game, they absolutely collapsed. And no one thought that they were going to lose to the Packers. And they just, I mean, are you kidding me? The way that they ended up losing? This is so important for not only Mike McCarthy, not only for Dak Prescott, but for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys to finally get over the hump and to deliver. Like, Dak Prescott is going to get paid no matter where he goes,
but
this is a huge opportunity for him to cash in on.
Come on,
doubt about it.
All right, that dog in him, guys.
Okay. Only a few more seconds.
Go get some more dogs. Where do you get more? Where do you get more dogs from?
Pro Day.
There you go.
Yeah, that's 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on NFL Network.
Who's it brought to you by?
On NFL Plus. Air Force Reserve.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love those, ladies and gentlemen.
The Big 12 Pro Day experience. We got running backs and DBs coming your way. Don't miss out. It's a perfect way to kick off your weekend. You know, you sit back, you relax, and then you just turn on the Pro Day. Absolutely. We'll do all the work for you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, football!
I'm Will Selva. Draft season is in full swing, and our daily draft show is back. Our experts are ready to spend the next month putting their final evaluations on every major prospect, plus the draft needs for all 32 teams to get to know the next class of NFL stars. Path to the Draft premieres Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. North Carolina quarterback Drake May taking part in yesterday's Pro Day after not throwing at the NFL Scouting Combine. May not afraid to show off the arm, throwing 70-plus passes, which is way more than a normal amount for a Pro Day. Our guys Mike Garofolo and Steve Smith Sr. sat down with May to talk about his performance.
Why did you believe in having so many passes thrown? Because normally in these Pro Days,
it's kind of an easy thing. You know, you do 30 or 40 passes, you're going about your business. You doubled that. What was the premise behind all of that?
Yeah, just doing a full workout, I think. You know, it's my first time really showing anybody, what I'm about. You know, combine didn't do anything. I just did measurements and interviews. So really my first time working out for these teams. You know, I want to give them, you know, this is me, this is Drake May, and let it ride. And I think we end up, having 70 throws. So kind of hit them all and just trying to, you know, let it rip out there.
One more before I let you go. You met with the Commanders today. You also met with the Patriots. Both had large contingents. You've got a Giants workout coming up. Don't worry, you'll have to confirm that. I got it through the sources. You got another team, at least think early next week. So what's been the highlights of these meetings for you with some of these teams? And I know it's going back to the combine as well.
Yeah, I think just learning their stuff. You know, I like to call myself intelligent, just learning their stuff, picking it up, and being able to relay it back to them. I think the best part is learning these different offices and learning how these great offensive minds do different things and kind of how it compares to each other. It's been the coolest part for me.
Love seeing him just like look right directly into the camera the whole time. The inaugural Big 12 Pro Day taking place at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Central Florida QB John Rhys Plumlee was not invited to the NFL scouting combine, so this was his time to shine in front of coaches and scouts. Our very own Jane Slater caught up with him after the workout and talked about a familiar face he had out there helping him run through the drills.
I couldn't help but notice that we recognized a familiar face. I cover the Cowboys, Trey Lance out there. Talk to me about that relationship. He was actually walking you through the scripted plays.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable help in training up to this day. We both train with Jeff Christensen, I've been training with, a quarterback coach that's here in Dallas, and he does an amazing job, also trains Trey. And so we threw every day together, right? And so he's seen me since when I first got to Dallas to now where I feel like I'm really polished and nice. And so he's been there every step of the way, and I only thought it would be right if Trey was out there helping me go through the script and getting those guys right. And so, again, I can't thank him enough. He's a baller. He's a boss. He's the real deal for sure.
The Big 12 making history with the first ever conference-wide Pro Day. We have two more days left, but for a recap of day one and a look ahead to tonight's action, let's send it out to Rhett Lewis and our guys out in Texas.
Rhett Lewis, Daniel Jeremiah, Charles Davis back up here in the Ford Center broadcast booth here from the Star, Frisco, Texas. What a cool opportunity for us to be involved in the first ever conference-wide Pro Day here with the Big 12, getting together all the schools, letting their players showcase their skills. And man, we did get some highlights on day one, right, with the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and the tight ends out there up first.
Yeah, fun to watch all these different rivals, right, in the same conference out there competing together, rooting for one another, and trying to up their draft stock.
Yeah, what I'm really excited about with this being the first, how about a shout-out to the commissioner, Brett Yormark, who took the job and talked about doing something like this right away. He has to be so proud to see this come out of the ground and become a reality and have it be successful right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about trying to elevate the conference in every way possible. This is another great opportunity to do so. Great opportunity tonight for the running backs and the defensive backs to take center stage. What are we looking for here, DJ, out of those groups?
Well, I always say with workouts, the DBs have the most to gain of anybody. It's a speed position. You have to be able to run. So get a chance to come out here and prove yourself. Put a fast 40 time out there and then match it up with a good field workout.
And we have a number of players here who went to the combine and are now in this one. And they have things to prove. And speaking of runners, how about the running back Imani Bailey from TCU, who is going to go through everything because he wanted to prove that he could run faster than he did the combine? I'm looking forward to seeing if he can get past that time he had in Indianapolis.
And then probably showcase some of that fluidity that we saw in those positional drills. So we'll have all that for you, the 40s, the field drills, and all the fun as the DBs and running backs kick off night two for us. We'll see you tonight at 8 Eastern.
So Good Morning Football started in 2016, which feels like an absolute eternity ago at this point. What was the world back then like? What was it like in the NFL? Peyton Manning had announced his retirement after winning Super Bowl 50. Mm. A rookie named Ezekiel Elliott was taking the NFL by storm. Exactly. And then the Rams, they were returning to Los Angeles. It feels like they never left at this point. The most 2016 thing that you can think of.
What do you got, Jay?
I'm going with the good versus evil Kermit meme. That was all over the place.
Oh, that was fun.
People were coming up with their own ideas. And this is what I love about Good Morning Football. You bring up the meme, and we just have a stock image of just Kermit.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it. Just straight Kermit. And you thought about it at that time. You would say something like, hey, I'm thinking, my wife, she apologized. Everything's good. And then the evil side of you is like, no, pretend like you're mad so you get some alone time. It's just like the kids, they learn their lessons. You're like, you know what?
So
punish
good.
Them and make them clean the house. Then you're like, all right, the last New York Good Morning Football show, you're like, go out with a bang. You're like, no, just start flipping furniture.
Damn right.
Pushing everybody out.
Still time, Jay.
Do we have a baseball bat around?
I'm all for
what do you got,
Dev? Good TV. Good versus evil. I got Beyonce, the Lemonade album. It was like overnight, out of nowhere, an album
was
dropped.
That surfboard and all of that?
No, it was sorry.
Uh-huh. It was Jay-Z's Infidelios. It was the feminine movement. All women loved it. But it wasn't just the album. 65-minute movie to go along with the album.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Associated
she was in
Press
yellow
rated
dress.
The greatest album ever.
Really?
Tuned in, huh? Six-inch heels. Like, okay. I mean, everything
they never listened
was
to Master of Puppets.
So great.
All right, go ahead. What do you got, Colleen? 2016.
Honestly, like, Lemonade changed my life. It felt like I loved it so much. I watched it so many times. I listened to it so many times. But also Hamilton, like I know that that seems cliche, but I didn't go or see it until years later. And so I felt like I was super late to the party and I was like, guys, do you know about Hamilton? Has anyone seen this? Has anyone heard about this? I know, the songs are so catchy. And then the remix that they did, it was awesome.
Yeah,
like everything about it was great.
I'm gonna be actually quoting Hamilton later on when I say
you are.
Remarks. I am. 2016 was when we started as a show and I remember the whole initiative of the show is just light and fun and positive and light and light and levity. It's people wanna wake up and smile and all. And we did that and we started that in August 1st, 2016 for about a week, okay? And it was going, okay.
Yeah.
And I remember we got an email, and this is heavy. We got an email from one of our bosses at the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think it was on a Sunday night, and they said, just want everyone to know there's a big story developing. During the national anthem for the Niners game, Colin Kaepernick has taken a knee. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing started in our first preseason ever. So 1 week into the show, we've gone from the Kermit memes and the lemonade to freedom of speech, respect for the military. And it was like, we had to adapt fast. And Nate and Kay and Peter and myself, we're like, well, we got all this fun stuff planned. And then we're talking about really, really heavy, important things. And Trump is saying his things. And so like that fun light show lasted about a week. And then we had to show that we're not just about messing around and goofing off. Like it got serious very fast. I was always proud of how we handled that, but a lot of things from 2016. I could have just said the damn Daniel, but I wanted to go with something a little more
significant. We were a part of that.
So
Oh, and I know you were. Exactly. I know you were.
Like, if we're being real, the election was what 2016 was all about. And then it was like, oh, yeah, people were dub smashing, I guess, too, and like doing like weird things That's on social. True. But I mean, Lemonade, that helped out, and Hamilton was awesome, but the show was really like, such a, it was like a therapeutic kind of thing for everyone.
Oh,
it still is. It remains that way.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Peter, I've been a New Yorker for about 48 hours. The best wide receiver gets banged up. The Yankees got swept, and it rained all weekend. But I'm still going to say good morning, football,
yes,
to New York City.
Welcome, Kyle.
It is an honor to be here. It is a privilege to work here. And I brought two kids under 3,000 miles to get here. Good morning, football, New York City.
That was Good Morning Football, show one, segment one, from right here in New York City. And those two kids under three that we moved to New York with, one is now a fourth grade Steelers fanatic, and his sister is a second grade lacrosse playing Travis Kelce fan. I remember in that first show, we talked about Reggie Bush visiting Bills camp and a heated practice between Odell and Janoris Jenkins. I also remember at that time, I had 18 months guaranteed on my contract. And my wife and I said, well, if the show is terrible, at least we have 18 months to figure out how to move back to LA, and maybe Jim Rome will give me my old job back. But in New York, you can be a new man. And 18 months in New York City became 8 years. It became over 1,800 episodes, and it became home. At the breakfast table, we have always acted like New York was our fifth host because we are engulfed by it here. Right now, where I'm standing, there is a pizza joint right there. There is a bodega. There is a smoke shop. There is Wall Street right around the corner. And yes, there is a New Yorker scowling at me right now. Hello, ma'am. Thank you for watching. This is New York, and this has been our playground. And I'm very sad to leave it, because on a playground, you have friends. And there are now friends that we don't get to play with anymore. These are people who I say good morning to before I even speak to my wife. Now, Peter hates it when someone comes on the show and hypes up a team by just listing the players' names, and he's right. But I'm doing it anyway, because this is my favorite team, and they've been stacking wins since 2016. There are so many people who make this show, and among them is a list of people I personally work closely with and have for years and years. David Ziplo. Zips, how many segments have we collaborated on? 1,000? Maybe more? You're a great partner, and you always have been. Thank you. Steve Korn. Chillest dude in the NFL. I love working with you, man. Thank you. Ken Henderson, the voice of an angel. You help me prepare every single morning. Thank you. Gina DiSabatino, just the coolest. Thank you. Anthony Jones, you flew this X-Wing like a true Jedi master. Thank you, and may the Force be with you. Mark Grillo, I love you, dude. Thank you. Bill Henschel, I love you too. Thank you. Our GMFB night crew. Can you imagine a night crew for a morning show? The hours, the sacrifice of these people? Chris Schwartz, Rich Goldberg, Taylor Pulaski, Nick Pfaff, thank you. Shara Kabakow, since day one, a leader. There is never an issue or a question you do not have an answer for. Thank you. Ashley Palumbo, I love you, Ash. Thank you. Bradford Knight, there is no one better. Thank you. Michael Harmeyer, my brother in metal. You feel like family, Mike. Thank you. Now, I am saying goodbye to all these people, but I'm not saying goodbye to any of you. That's very important. It is exhilarating to me that you watch this show, that you are watching right now. And I know you have questions because I've seen them. Why is this happening? Who's going to LA? Why would you take something that you got so right and change it? Some of those answers I don't know. Some of them are not mine to give. And candidly, I have a lot of questions myself. Here's what I know. I personally will be intensely involved in Good Morning Football moving forward. And I want to spend the rest of my career with the NFL. And Good Morning Football is not ending. It is expanding. And it's exciting because it's a bigger show. It's more show. And it's all the things and the tokens you've woken up with for years. Angry Runs, Lead Block, Whiteboard Wednesday, Throwdown Thursday, and on and on and on. It's all in. It's all happening. And yes, we will be covering the draft. GMFB is leaving home for college. This will always be home, but it's time to evolve. And we are flattered that you're wondering and maybe worried about what's coming next with the show. Recently, one of our longest, most loyal viewers, he goes by Blaze in KC, he's a real wise ass, he tweeted this week that he was concerned that GMFB in Los Angeles, quote, We'll be shot with a beach or neon lit set, complete with surfboard and Hollywood sign, have a live studio audience that hoots and hollers, and guest appearances by celebs pitching unwatchable movies. Funny, but not happening. The exec producer of GMFB LA will be the exact same man who created GMFB New York, whose taste for content and talent I will trust completely for the rest of my career. You should too. But that's it for this show in this form. I am very, very proud of what we built here. Me, Peter, Jamie, Jason, Nate, Kay, it has been a dream job. And I know we are going to make a fantastic show from Los Angeles, because this little morning show where we don't scream at each other, have fake fights or scripted debates, we made it in New York. You can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll see you this summer. New York, it has been an honor. I'm out of here.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.